"My father was a painter," Annabel had said. Was it at the second session or the third? And my mother would pose for him. Annabel remembered watching her father paint in the cold, clear light filtering into his studio. He used canvas and oils the way God had used clay, creating life from inanimate objects. The walls of the house were hung with his paintings, those his agent could not convince him to release. And everywhere Annabel looked, her mother's dark eyes would follow her, glowing on the canvas. Sometimes, after a long session in the studio, her mother would be pale and weak, barely able to stand, so colorless that one would think her a ghost. The portraits, by contrast, were pulsing with life. Annabel had feared that her father was drawing the very lifeblood from her mother, leaving behind an empty shell. And yet, her mother gloried in the attention, willingly changing herself into any figure her husband desired, just to be able to stand there, caught by his passion, while he painted. His work sold quite well in galleries across the country, but even if it had not, her father would have continued to paint, and her mother to pose. And Annabel the child would be standing, somewhere just outside their line of sight, watching and waiting.